Sundry. Although the municipality remains fully supportive of a local recreational organization's project proposal to build a pump track in town, council was not immediately prepared to green-light the group's preferred location until the community has been consulted. Several members representing the Sundry Bike and Ski Club attended the regular September 26 council meeting as a delegation seeking the municipality's approval to use some land at Lions Park on the south side of the Bearberry Creek Pedestrian Bridge. Council had prior to the summer hiatus already expressed support for the project in principle. "What we're looking for now is a place," said Katie Jo Monroe. "We would really like to use Lions Park. It's a huge green space." Additionally, Monroe pointed out the proposed location, near the Sundry Skate Park, the Aquaplex as well as the schools, is centralized. In its current state, she said the land requires regular lawn maintenance that of course translates to an expense, and no one seems to really use it for anything at all. I don't even see people playing with dogs out there. So, our goal is to build a pump track there. The club also envisions laying asphalt track instead of dirt gravel rollers. The former are more expensive to build in the short term, but the latter costs more over the long term in constant maintenance expenses as a result of weathering. And with asphalt, she said the pump track also opens up to other recreational users such as bikers, scooters and skateboarders. Anything with wheels, she said. Rollerblades. Roller skates even. Designed properly in the symmetrical shape of a butterfly with two identical tracks, the site would also be suitable for hosting competitive races and by extension drawing people to town, she said. We're looking mostly at the east side of the Lions Park path, which is more of a triangular shape, she said. It's quite huge. Addressing potential concerns, fully cognizant about the residential nature of the surrounding area, Monroe told council the club has also kept in mind potential concerns people might have and how to address them along with existing issues. The Aquaplex parking lot is already being regularly used as a gathering place in the evenings or at night with a level of boisterously rowdy behavior, she said. It's quite noisy, she said. And if we can get to build this track, what we would like to do is vegetate around it. So, some trees and bushes, that would deaden some of the noise for the neighborhood around. Following the presentation, members of council took turns sharing their thoughts. Mayor Richard Warnock started the conversation by expressing concern about the proposed location being circled by residential areas. Monroe said that's why the club intends to promote their plans to include a natural sound barrier with vegetation surrounding the pump track, which should by extension also reduce the noise occasionally coming from the Aquaplex parking lot. Seeking clarification, Count. Jamie Marr asked whether the club was asking to have approved in principle a design scheme and location. I'm just wondering about permits and insurance and design and construction, said Marr. Do you have that all picked out? Monroe said the club had not yet gone that far ahead as it first wanted council's approval for a location before getting any designs drawn up. Count. Chris Vardes spoke favorably about the project as a great addition to the community's recreational amenities for residents of all ages, but was not ready to support the proposed location until neighboring residents have been canvassed. I'm okay with the location, if you can sell it to the residents in that area, said Vardes, who followed up to ask if the club had considered any other locations. We have, said Monroe, adding the green space immediately west of the Sundry Skate Park would also be suitable. However, she reminded council that grassy area is used as overflow parking to accommodate Sundry Pro Rodeo fans. Looking farther into the future, Count. Owen Peterson asked if the pump track will, once completely built and paid for, be transferred as an asset to the municipality, which at that point would assume maintenance responsibilities. Monroe confirmed that is the intent, and reiterated that maintenance will be minimal. Joining the meeting remotely by phone, Count. Todd Dahlke expressed enthusiasm for the pump track and asked what kind of timeline the club is looking at. Is this something we're trying to get started before winter or after in the spring? He asked. Pending council's approval not only for a location but also the design, Monroe said the club will then be able to get a better idea how much the project could cost and how long it might take to finish. It's probably going to be a project that's going to take us a few years to complete, she said, adding the expense could depending on the final design size and complexity, or lack thereof, rack up a tab anywhere between $100,000 to $400,000. Community consultation, key, Linda Nelson, Chief Administrative Officer, said the process the municipality should follow first and foremost is public consultation. Council would need a level of comfort from residents in that area, that they're not going to be opposed, said Nelson, adding she anticipates questions about mitigating noise at night as well as enforcement for infractions. So, that's probably key. But I would also like to talk to you about some alternate locations, she said, suggesting that be brought forward during council's fall workshop. Monroe said the club has members willing to conduct a door-to-door campaign. But Nelson said that from administration's point of view, the municipality's planning and development department could in partnership with the club lead a community engagement to set up some kind of consultation. With regards to an alternate location, Nelson said the municipality's new passive-use outdoor recreation area and camping site on the eastern edge of Sundry south and east of Fountain Tire could potentially provide the space. Josh Rosenhart, who was among the club's delegation, said the only issue with that is the group's goal to keep the pump track centralized and therefore more accessible. Vardis agreed the track should be accessible. We were pretty hesitant when we built the skate park many years ago, and it is really utilized quite well, the councillor said, adding he would like to see the pump track built in the green space immediately west of the skate park as there are no neighboring residents immediately adjacent there. One way or another, the mayor said more discussions were required before council could possibly in good conscience approve Lions Park as the final location. Warnock also agreed with Vardis that since the green space west of the skate park is used as overflow parking only once a year, that this could be a more suitable location with alternate plans lined up for rodeo parking. It's more empty than Lions Park is, the mayor said. All I think is, we need to have more consultation. Maybe have another look at this. Warnock also said he wants to see a design proposal to better visualize what the club has in mind. I do believe that the request is to approve Lions Park tonight, but I don't think we're there yet, he said. Dalkey's motion directing administration to work with the club to determine a suitable location and to look at a concept drawing that can be brought back to the upcoming fall workshop for council's consideration, carried,